And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Marshall Crenshaw has been exciting audiences on albums of music and on the silver screen for over 40 years. He's got his own take on rock and roll, and his new album is called From the Hell Hole. Now, there's a rhyme for you. He's going to join us in the second half today. Plus, Dennison Whitmer has recorded a beautiful new track with his pal Shufjun Stevens. And we're going to spin that today. And new music from indie country singer-songwriter Greta Gaines. I'm Tom Brusseau. It's good to have you with us. Let's get right to it today with some honky tonk. And by the way, prepare yourselves to fall in love with Ramona and the Holy Smokes. She is authentic, and she is from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hello, my name is Ramona Martinez of Ramona and the Holy Smokes, and I am speaking to you on a warm September evening in Virginia. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the story of how I became a honky-tonk musician. Back in 2021, I had been dating someone whose family went to Maine every summer, and so I joined them and spent a week around a beautiful lake. And during that time, I had been carrying around a notebook, mostly doodling, but decided to try my hand at writing verse. Now, I had this story that I told myself for a long time that I was not a good poet. I was not a good verse writer. But I decided that day around the lake to put aside my doubt and just write whatever came into my head without questioning it. I decided that this could be perhaps a channel, a prayer or a poem sent to me from maybe the Virgin Mary or Jesus, something bigger than me from outside of myself. I began to write, and when I finished writing and read the poem, I couldn't believe what I was reading. Go to the place I send you, and do not ask why. Simply place one foot in front of the other and move forward with courage. I will clear the way. I will light your path. I will never let you get lost. You are already there and going there in the safety of my heart and hands. After writing this poem, something happened. There was a shift inside me and a channel was opened. And within a year, I had written 20 songs. Not all of them were holy. In fact, most weren't. Some were about hangovers, breakups, not having any money. But all of these things I know come from heaven. They come from my honky-tonk angels. And in the same way, those angels have made my path clear and given me opportunities and brought incredible people into my life. Not just the four men in my band who make up Ramona and the Holy Smokes, but all of the amazing musicians that I meet here in Virginia and on the road. It's my true belief that if we allow ourselves to create without fear, something happens where we're able to receive messages from the universe, and it's our duty to share that with other people. I hope this story has inspired you to try your hand at writing. You never know what God wants to say to you today.
To her encounter, she just gave me a wink, and then she said,
It's a Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusseau. You know, there's this band that I saw recently, and I had to record them. They were up on the stage, and they just were doing it. A three-piece band, and I love that. And they're called 49th Parallel. They're so professional and so accomplished and so centered. And that's kind of fitting because they're from Rugby, North Dakota, which is the geographic center of North America. One of their songs is called Summer Fling, and what joy it is to be wrapped up in a romance on a jeweled evening. At this moment, school has started. Yes, it has. But summer isn't over. Not yet. Not for a few more days. Not until the 22nd of September. So hurry up and keep that fling alive.
Thank you. This next song is an original that we wrote. It's called Long Road Home. Next song is another song we wrote. It's actually by Tabby Joy, our drummer. She's a drummer plus an incredible vocalist and songwriter. And I don't know if you've ever tried drumming and singing at the same time, but it doesn't always come that easily. Somehow she nails it every single time. So anyway, this is a song by Tabby Joy, and it's called Summer Fling.
We move now to Marshall Crenshaw, one of those kinds of performers that you discover has always been there all along, just bobbing beyond the buoys of pop's soundless waters. He's elemental rock, as in a devotee to its 1956 era, back when, bands had simple drum kits and they used a touch of that echo on their voice. And they play double bass and always a Buddy Holly Stratocaster guitar. You know, on that note, Marshall Crenshaw even played Buddy Holly, one of rock's most influential figures, in that great movie called La Bamba with Lou Diamond Phillips. Crenshaw's portrayal was totally uncanny. He looked and he sounded just like Buddy Holly.
Call it, Richie. Heads! Richie, let's fly, boy. Awesome, you're back on the bus, have a good ride, man. We'll see you in North Dakota.
Sorry, Tommy!
One of my favorite songs by Marshall is one entitled "You're My Favorite Waste of Time." And I don't really know what I love about it so much, but the production is just deep and it's just so cool. Marshall plays all of the instruments on the track, so in addition to being a remarkable wordsmith and singer, he's just as skilled at producing. Somebody posted on social media the other day that the Great American Folk Show is like a dream come true. I appreciate that. I love hearing what people have to say about the show. And oftentimes on the show, I take some of those dreams and I do my best, along with Mary Jones, our talent producer, to make those dreams come true. I've always wished for Marshall Crenshaw to be a guest on the Great American Folk Show. I've never really wanted to push it, but I've always wished for it. And luckily, the stars have now aligned. He sent in a few thoughts about his home studio and the new album of songs that he named it after. Here's Marshall Crenshaw with Notes from the Hell Hole.
Marshall Crenshaw here, and I'm happy to say a few words about my new album, which is called From the Hell Hole. That's one word, Hell Hole. I used to call my home studio the Hell Hole, which is maybe an overstatement, but it was really, really messy for a long time. So at one point it got that name.
Sound of fury, of money and lies that went on in there.
From the Hell Hole is a compilation album. I started making records back in the 20th century, which is a long time ago now. My new record is a compilation of things that I've done during this current century. All the tracks but one have been released here and there, but they've nearly all been remixed, reconsidered, reimagined, and they're all grouped together here as a hopefully nice album listening experience. There are 14 tracks on the album. I wrote or co-wrote half of the tracks, and all the co-written ones are by me and the great songwriter troubadour Dan Byrne.
Morning blues, all out of orange juice. I'm looking for...
I was lucky to have his help on this stuff because Dan loves to sit and fill pages of notebooks with words and thoughts and observations and insights. I saw him sit and do it for hours one day when he and I were stuck at an airport during a tour of Alaska back in 2009. So whenever I got stuck during lyric writing, I would reach out to Dan and he would save the day. He and I had a nice groove going for about six or seven songs over the years. Four of them are here on this album, From the Hell Hole.
Waiting for you, mark my words.
The other half of From the Hell Hole has me doing favorite songs of mine by people like the Bobby Fuller Four, Karen and Richard Carpenter, The Move, Rare Earth, The Easy Beats. These songs are all from the 1960s and 70s, but they're still fresh in my mind. A couple of them were difficult to pull off, but they were all fun to do, and I did them for fun.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky?
I did about half the work on the album by myself and in solitude. But at the same time, I had lots of help when I needed it from all the people whose names are on the album. These are people that I'm really glad to know or glad to have known. A guy who's no longer with us named Rob Morseberger did some beautiful things on this record and during his lifetime. He was really talented and I wish he was still around. So that's it. That's the story of From the Hell Hole by Marshall Crenshaw. I think it's a really nice rock and roll record myself, including the cover photograph by my good pal Anthony Ginelli. Please check it out if you get a chance.
I've been driving and dreaming 'neath the black night sky. 80 miles an hour, still the time drags by. Missed on the windshield and my thoughts take flight. Driving and dreaming, feeling lost in space tonight. Trail of smoke and dust behind, flying by and laughing at the speed limit signs. Carrying on the way I've got to carry on. Driving and dreaming, always moving, always gone. Grow.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brusseau. Hope your day is a good one. We're going to continue with great voices right now. Greta Gaines has led a varied life. She's an extreme snowboarder and a TV host, an activist and a label executive. But at the heart of all of what she does is her sense of creativity. And let's just say that she hits air each and every time. I've been loving her new album, especially a song she recorded with Raul Malo of the Mavericks. It's called Tender Hooks. Let's check it out.
It goes against my try and read the future to know where I stand. When you leave me for days with no love and now no looks hanging around on tender hooks, tender.
So my newest record, Bird Before Light, was started in direct response to my oldest son leaving for college and contemplating this next phase of my life and what did I want out of it? What's possible for me? What is it going to mean to return to self after having put so much of my life for the last 20 years into my kids? And coincidentally, my younger son, we're leaving in a couple of days to drop him off for college. So this whole empty nesting thing is really going to kick in. not conscious of at the time, looking back, coming to fruition as a song that I think is kind of a bit of an empty nest anthem. And every person who's going through a transition, I think, can relate to the song, hopefully, specifically people who are experiencing what it means. It's just so weird. It's almost like we didn't think this whole thing through when we first thought to have our kids, and they're little babies and they're so cute. And you don't imagine the day when they're actually going to grow up and fly the nest and leave you all alone. Just you, your husband, and the dog. So I'll let you know how it goes. But so far, it's just been joy. You know, watching my older son thrive in college and now get prepared to leave for a semester abroad. But I needed some therapy around the issue. And therapeutically for me, going to my guitar and writing has always been the best option. So I'll tell you a little bit about the title, Bird Before Light. It comes from the last song, last line of the last song on the record, Sonic Bloom, which is such a cool concept. Sonic Bloom is when the birds make this frequency before dawn that signals the plants to open, even before the sun comes up. And the line is, you're a bird before light, singing in spite of the darkness. You're a bird before light, singing in spite of the darkness, which was a signal to me that there is light in the dark, to dig into the faith, my faith, that things will be okay and I'll be all right with my boys growing up and leaving us behind. And that's a repeating concept for me throughout my music, I think, is always looking for the light in the dark, or to be the light in the dark. So, but yeah, I'm going to play you Coming to Fruition, which I wrote for Cassidy, which I don't think he really properly appreciates, to be honest with you. But it goes like this. I go day by day. Sometimes hour by hour, it's a twisted fate. Yes, I want you to stay.
You just heard Greta Gaines singing Coming to Fruition. Just a cool photo of her and Courtney Love snowboarding in Park City, Utah during the Sundance Film Festival in 2001. And I worked for the Sundance Film Festival for a few years. I was there then in 2001. And Greta was there because she did the music for one of the top movies that year, one called Virgil Bliss. And on that note, Sundance founder, Oscar-winning actor, and nature lover Robert Redford passed away this week. He was 89 years old. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times. My brother photographed him for the High Plains Reader. But perhaps the most interesting encounter with Robert Redford that I know of was my father. He's a doctor who's now retired, Jim, who, while watching a premiere in a theater at Sundance in 1996, was called for when a woman in the front row was having a seizure. "Is there a doctor in the house?" someone yelled out as the lights went up. And as he went to her aid, down the aisle, not a moment later came Robert Redford and an entourage of people trailing close behind. I'm not quite sure what Redford said to my father, but I remember that he placed his hand on my father's back as if he were supporting the work that my father was doing to take care of that lady who was having that seizure. And I don't think my father remembers what Redford said to him that night. He was way too preoccupied. But I'm sure Redford's hand, the same one that hit that remarkable home run in that movie, The Natural, felt warm on my dad's back. Well, the lady made a recovery, and the lights eventually went down, and the movie started back up again, and the audience went back to eating their popcorn. But I could not believe that Robert Redford actually patted my dad on the back, and I don't think that he could believe it either. My time with the Sundance Film Festival meant a lot to me. I was there for a few years. I'm so grateful to have had the experiences I had there. I learned how to be a producer. I worked with some very talented people behind the scenes, and I met some big stars, some of whom I actually worked with when I later moved to Los Angeles. But I suppose all good things must just come to an end. But then things live on. I mean, the Sundance Film Festival, though it's no longer in Park City, Utah, it will continue. It's going to move to Boulder, Colorado in 2027. And though its founder has died, no one will ever forget him. Everybody loved Robert Redford. I'm going to close our show today with an appropriate tune. It's a beautiful new one. Kind of ponders that age-old fork-in-the-road kind of question. Where do we go from here? It's by Denison Whitmire and Sufjan Stevens. And then Denison will join the show with a live session.
Which way back home will you go? Which way back home do you know? Do you know? Which way? Which way back home
I came by a career in music in somewhat of a circuitous, accidental way. And I don't want to make that sound like I was passive about it, but what happened was, in my senior year of high school, I was able to do a special creative writing project where I wrote and recorded an album, and then I did a rehearsal performing the record. And at that time, I had to manufacture cassettes because that's really what everyone was making. I know I'm dating myself here, but this was 1995. And so I made these cassettes and I sold some of them to other kids in school and some of those kids' parents. And I really enjoyed the process of recording and writing songs and playing concerts. So I continued that trajectory right after high school. And I made what I consider my debut album, which was called Safe Away, which came out in 1999. And at that point, you know, things had moved over to CDs, and you could only manufacture 1,000 minimum. So that's what I did. I made 1,000 copies of CDs, and then I gave away about 50 to 75. And I had a whole bunch left in my parents' basement, and they were like, "What do you plan on doing with these things?" And I really didn't know. So I went to the Borders bookstore. I got a magazine called The Musician's Guide to Touring and Promotion, and it had a bunch of venues listed there and contacts, and I just started cold calling and emailing people, and I booked some tours. I'm from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, so I went up as far as Boston. I think I went as far west as Chicago and back, and somehow managed to sell all of my albums at these shows. And that was when a record label called Burnt Toast Vinyl reached out to me and they said, "You know, what are your plans?" And I said, "Well, I don't really have plans. I'm pretty young. I don't know what I'm doing." And they said, "Well, we'd like to repress your album and we have distribution. And if we do this, would you consider touring more?" And I said, "Yeah." So, you know, I definitely put the work in once that relationship was established, but I never planned on being a musician for a living for so long. And I'm really thankful to say that we're here 25 years later, I'm still doing it.
Pod in the wind, where do I begin? I'm looking for a place that I can land among the trees, whose shade I grow beneath. I'm picturing a world made for me. If I don't make time for it, it will never happen. If I don't make time for it, it will never happen. A tree falls in the forest of my inner life. It doesn't make a sound. Does anybody care? I'm busy planting trees whose shade I'll never see. I'm picturing a world without me, busy planting trees whose shade I'll never see. I'm picturing a world without me, questioning my own self-worth. Tried that, but it only hurts. Never got me. Busy planting trees whose shade I'll never see. I'm picturing a world without me. shade I'll never see. I'm picturing a world without me.
That's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank our guests, Ramona and the Holy Smokes, Marshall Crenshaw, Greta Gaines, the 49th Parallel, and Denison Whitmere. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Gulva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Lizzie Russo helps out with the digital realm. And Ann Alquist is the director. My name is Tom Russo. May you always find that lucky old sun rolling around the world until we meet again.